We do a lot of terribly difficult work to bring you Only a Game. I once had to hit golf balls for a story. Actually, I've done that 3 times. But one of the hardest things we've ever had to do is limit our show on the NCAA to a single hour. There's just too much exploitation and corruption to cover in one episode. Here's one story that didn't make it into that show from Martin Kessler.
When Zach Bohannon was a junior forward on the University of Wisconsin basketball team, his Badgers played in a Thanksgiving tournament at the Orleans Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. During pregame warmups, Zach nearly fell when he slipped on a large Continental Tire decal that had been slapped onto the middle of the basketball court.
I was like, these stickers are dangerous. Like, they should not be there.
After the game, Zach thought more about the Continental Tire ad and the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup logo that had been placed in front of the team's bench and the fact that the game had been delayed by 4 minutes to fit ESPN's schedule. And Zach thought about all the money that was being made off this one game, none of which was finding its way into the players' pockets.
I was like, they literally have sold their souls to market us.
Zach decided to write about it. The year was 2012, and for the first few weeks of the basketball season, Zach had been guest blogging for CBS Sports. His first entries had been uncontroversial. He wrote about a teammate who'd torn his ACL. He wrote about the Badgers meeting with President Obama during a campaign stop in Wisconsin. But now he decided to write about the ways college athletes were getting a bum deal. Zach wrote up a 4-page essay. But before he could send it to CBS, he had to get approval from Wisconsin's director of communications.
For whatever reason, I had agreed to that. And so I sent him this essay. I'm like, hey, I really want to send this out. Can you just do a quick overview and let me know what you think of it? And literally within 5 minutes, I see my phone ringing. And I was like, hey, what's up? And he's like, you can't send the sec. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, do you want your scholarship revoked? And I was like, wait, I'm just being like, this was just a perspective from me from our last tournament. He's like, Zach, Coach Ryan is going to kill you if you send this and publish this. I'm like, okay, I'm literally getting put on the hot seat for being honest about what we truly go through. He's like, Zach, when you calm down, we'll talk about this tomorrow. Don't send it. And so I was told it was explosive and dangerous. And he's like, you probably won't be on the team if you send this out. And I was like, all right, whatever. I won't send it if that's what you really want to do.
Zach never published the essay. But the reaction from the communications guy only strengthened his feelings about the NCAA. And since graduating from Wisconsin School of Business in 2015 with his third degree from the university, Zach Bohannon has become an outspoken critic of the NCAA. Zach was one of the former athletes we featured in last month's special episode about the exploitation of big-time college athletes.
This revenue is so imbalanced. The director of compliance, who's literally just enforcing the rules by the NCAA, is making 6 figures off of the backs of this unpaid labor. It's mind-boggling.
It turns out Zach is still learning there can be consequences to speaking his mind, especially on the radio. The day our episode on the NCAA aired, Zach had a job interview, and he got a question he wasn't expecting. The interviewer told Zach he'd been driving into work that morning and heard him on NPR. He asked Zach what he would do if the boss asked him to do something he felt was wrong. Zach must have handled the question well. I talked to him the other day, and he says he's going to get the job.
That's Only a Game's Martin Kessler. You can still listen to our full episode on the exploitation of college athletes at onlyagame.org.